Welcome back to Gulf Coast Live. I'm Julie Glenn. In 1992, the Florida legislature passed the William E. Sadowski Act, creating a dedicated source of revenue for housing funded by a 10-cent increase to the documentary stamp tax paid on the transfer of real estate and a reallocation of 10 cents of existing documentary tax revenues from general revenue to affordable housing. But for years, lawmakers have redirected much of that fund to general revenue. And during this year's legislative session, the Senate and governor have released their budgets, which both include full funding of the Sadowski Housing Trust Fund. This would bring $9 million in state housing initiatives, or SHIP, funds to Lee and Hendry counties. And that would be a $7.5 million increase from last year. But the Florida House of Representatives has released its budget, which includes redirecting 60% of Sadowski funds into the general revenue fund and diverting the remaining 40% to the panhandle because of Hurricane Michael's impacts. This would mean Lee and Hendry counties would receive $0 in SHIP funding for fiscal year 2019 to 2020. Joining me now for an update on what's happening in Tallahassee and how local efforts are going to find ways to create more affordable housing is Kitty Green. She is president and CEO of Habitat for Humanity of Lee and Hendry Counties. Kitty, welcome to Gulf Coast Live.
Thank you. I'm glad to be here.
If you'd like to add your voice to our discussion, give us a call now at 877-428-8255. That's 877-GCU-TALK. On Facebook, we're at WGCU Public Media, and on Twitter, we're at WGCU using the hashtag GCL. So for starters, can you give me a little bit more background on the Sadowski Housing Trust Fund and how it's been diverted by the legislature?
Sure. I think it's really a pretty well-kept secret for most people. They don't realize that these funds are potentially there.
Uh-huh.
And so when we had the Great Recession, most of those funds were diverted for the general budget, which certainly is understandable because those were desperate times. But unfortunately, as we have come out of those bad economic times.
But was it even that much in the fund? Because there weren't a lot of housing transfers, were there? Well, I guess foreclosures. I don't know.
Yeah, any housing transfer generates doc stamps.
Oh, okay.
So it wouldn't have been as much, but there was still significant funds in there. So so we were so excited when Governor DeSantis actually invited housing advocates to come and talk with him about the issue and why they felt that the Housing Trust Fund needed to be fully used for housing. And not only invited them to come in and have the conversation, but listened to them, and in his budget included full funding for SHIP and sale. And that is amazing. And then when the Senate did the same thing, you know, we in the housing industry were just beside ourselves.
Oh, my gosh, this might actually happen.
Yes, yes. And, you know, you mentioned that it would be $9 million for Lee and Hendry. If you include your entire listening area, it's over $16 million for housing.
And what does that money go to for housing? I mean, I hear for housing, but I don't know what that means.
That's a good point. So the way that it works is the state collects the money, and then they have some kind of formula. I don't know how they derive that, but they have a formula that they send that money back out to the counties and the cities. And then each county and each city has a housing assistance plan. Every 3 years, they write a plan that says, this is what our needs are in our county, and this is how we're going to spend the money. And they have to show that they're using X amount of it for certain income brackets and certain disabled people and various categories.
How does a county spend money to help housing?
Typically, they offer, for example, in Lee County, I can speak to that because Habitat uses SHIP funding in Lee County.
Okay.
So they'll offer a request for proposals. They'll tell you the grant funding that they have available, and you tell them what you want and what you would do with it. So for us, for example, we use the SHIP funding for our lowest income families that qualify for Habitat for Humanity, and it lowers their mortgage. So when we sell them a house, we sell it to them for the appraised price, whatever that is, but they only pay on the first mortgage. And so the SHIP funding can cover that gap between the sales price and the first mortgage. So it's essentially down payment assistance. And the nice thing about it is it comes with a second mortgage attached to it. So if they sell their house or something within the 15-year time period, the money goes back to the trust fund. So it's not lost. Mm-hmm. It's recycled.
So according to the Sadowski Coalition, if the Housing Trust Fund was used for its intended purposes of housing, it would translate to more than 30,000 jobs jobs in Florida and more than $4 billion in positive economic impact. How is that?
Isn't that amazing? I think it's simply due to all of the work that could be done to provide that housing. And it isn't only for sale housing. It's also for rental housing. The sale program supports rental housing in the state of Florida. Mm-hmm. So there are – Habitat is only one of the organizations that uses these dollars. Many other organizations use them as well. The funding can be used to retrofit the homes of, say, seniors so they can age in place. It can be used for disabled people who need housing. There are a number of different organizations that can help their constituencies with this money.
But even if this was completely funded, I'm wondering if it would be enough to help with the affordable housing crisis. Because at the end of the day, you have owners of apartments or owners of land who want to make maximum dollars, whatever the market's going to bear. I wonder what it's going to take to try to fix this.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's certainly a problem. I mean, with this state money, it's it has strings attached, so it has to be used. You have to prove that you're using it for affordable housing. But you're right. And the reason that we need government funding and other in private funding is because you really can't make the numbers work in the private sector. I mean, a person cannot pay market price for materials and land and have that product come in at a price that a low-income person can afford. It's just not economically feasible. So that's why we need things like SHIP funding.
But would it even be enough?
Is this $16 million this year going to solve the problem? Absolutely not. But it will put in a huge dent, much bigger than we've had before. I mean, you can start to really, you know, move the needle when you start having that kind of influx, at least on an annual basis.
Exactly. But another thing that people, I think, don't really kind of get is when we talk about affordable housing or people who are – we're not talking about really, really –
Thank you for bringing that
small,
up.
Because, I mean, it's hard for a person in professional, you know, roles to afford to live here.
That's right. So I'm really glad you said that, because affordable housing only means that somebody is paying 30% or less of their income on their housing, whatever their income happens to be. Mm-hmm. It means that that's within their means.
They kind of equate it with low-income housing, which is not the same.
Right. And low-income housing simply just means that the people are making a low income. And, you know, a lot of people equate that with – they think of rental projects in New York City or, you know, some mm-hmm. awful thing in their mind. And that isn't necessarily the case at all.
Now we're talking about teachers, firefighters, and people that just can't afford to live and what it costs to live here.
Exactly. The Florida Housing Coalition in their Home Matters report stated that for a young family of four to meet its basic needs, the parents must earn a combined wage of $27.42 per hour, or about $13.71 per parent. However, 39% of Florida's jobs are in occupations with median wages below $13.71 per hour. So, you know, the reality is Florida is a service economy, and so we don't have those high-wage jobs here. And although we're working to make that better, we still have to house people.
So Habitat for Humanity, how much do you depend on? I mean, I guess you've learned not to depend on this funding coming from the state at this point.
You're right.
But how much of a difference would it make would it be kind of a windfall, really?
It would definitely help us put more people in homes. But you're right. We don't depend on it. Habitat for Humanity depends mostly on our homeowners' mortgage payments, because they all pay for their own homes, and our restores and private contributions. So government funding is a very small percentage of the funding that we use to put people in homes. But the reality is, if we had more of it, we can put more people in homes.
Yeah. And I'm sure you watch what's happening in Tallahassee. Is there anything coming up that you're keeping your eye on with the House Representatives versus the Senate and Governor's bill?
Budget. Yeah. I don't have insight to the inner workings. I'm assuming that they are, you know, ironing out those details
Turning along, right now.
And, you know, certainly the monies that were devoted to the Hurricane Michael counties by the House of Representatives, that's needed. I don't argue that.
We've also then in the last week seen the governor ask the federal government for additional funding because they upgraded it to a Category 5. So maybe
that
can help offset what may be seen as necessary from state funding.
That's right.
Maybe.
That's right.
Who knows? But it remains to be seen. What can people listening do to support your efforts to make housing more affordable?
Well, I think for the current issue of the Sadowski funding, if they're willing to reach out to their representative quickly and let them know that this is important and they think that they want to see this money coming to our area, because if it doesn't get funded, then that's no money coming to this area. So that would be wonderful if they could reach out to their representative, but I think they have to do it quickly because I know these decisions are being made as we speak.
Yeah, I think the end of legislative session is May 3rd. It's coming right around the corner there.
That's right.
Well, that's all the time that we have for this part of the show, but I want to thank my guest, Kitty Green. I know it was a short conversation, and this deserves a much longer conversation. We'll be having one of those, I'm sure, in the future. President and CEO of Habitat for Humanity of Lee and Hendry Counties, thanks so much for coming in and talking with us today.
Thank you.
And I know we promised a conversation with Neil Vols about Amendment 4, but we're going to bump that to another day. And I think there's actually some action happening up in Tallahassee about that today. So we'll have a recap on that tomorrow. I want to thank our earlier guests, sexual assault survivor and advocate Leslie Barton and Sarah Elmore. She's the Outreach and Awareness Coordinator for the Center for Abuse and Rape Emergencies in Punta Gorda. If you missed part of today's show, you can always hear episodes in their entirety on our website, gulfcoastlive.org, or you can subscribe to our podcast feed wherever you get your podcast. Our show today was produced by Mike and Irie, Rachel Iacoboni, and myself. Our director is Richard Chinqui, and our social media coordinator is Tara Callaghan. Gulf Coast Live is made possible through the generous support of the Elizabeth B. McGraw Foundation. For now, thanks for listening. I'm Julie Glenn. This is WGCU-FM Fort Myers, 90.1 WMKO Marco Island, 91.7 FM, NPR for Southwest Florida.